Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Whispers, I am excited to be here with you all today for this discussion. But before we get into it, I really want to apologize to you all about last week's episode. It was so many factors into what happened. We had some technical issues. Then on top of it, like I was telling you, my mom's in the hospital. And so I had the family emergency to deal with in mid-show. So I apologize to you all, but I appreciate you all coming back and sticking in here with me for another great discussion. So let me ask you, are you ready? I tell you I am. You know I want you to join in on this discussion, so make sure that you call in at 516-595-8091. And Whispers, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Oh my goodness. It's called a Bahama Mama. Yes. Oh, word. This is so good. It makes me think kind of like we're like tropical. That Malibu rum. If you didn't get yours, I'm sorry. You're really missing out. And if you want to be on our VIP listing, make sure you go to the live link that's in the description of this episode and click on it. And you can also go to our Linktree link to join the VIP listing as well. And don't forget, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous. They have opened up a live chat box for us for each episode, and I love it. And you know how your girl loves a good chat box. I monitor it. I love the questions. I see some of you all popping up in there now. Thank you. I love you, and I'm glad to see you all back. And you know, it is time to really get into this discussion. Are you ready for this week's episode? The importance of setting personal goals. You know, Whispers, I like to start our show off every week with a clear definition, and I have two words that we're going to get a clear meaning of. The first one is personal. Personal means distinctive, private, or confidential. Once again, that's personal. It means distinctive, private, or confidential. And our second word is goal or goals, because that's what we're speaking on, is an idea of the future or a desired result that a person envisions, plan, and commit to achieve. Did you catch the meaning of goal? Goal is an idea of the future or desired result that a person envisions, plans, and commit to achieve. So, Whispers, let me ask you an important question. How often do you set personal goals? And with that being asked, how often do you set your professional goals? I guarantee you that you don't set your personal goals as often as you do with your professional goals. And why is that? See, personal goals are generally more connected with your health, happiness, relationships, and well-being. What are they connected with? Your health, your happiness, your relationships, and your well-being. And I bet you all didn't know that personal goals, in many ways, may be harder than professional goals. What? I know, right? Yes, that's true. It's very true because with professional goals, you tend to be looking for the achievement or the payout, where with personal goals, the benefits aren't necessarily monetized. And personal goals many times also get pushed to the side. But why do you think it's important to have personal goals? Because, see, the reason that we need personal goals is this. They can actually bridge the gaps and the differences in our life. And without personal goals, it can be difficult to quantify or to measure our personal growth. And if we're not growing, remember I had told you in another episode, that means that we're stagnating, or that means that we're not flowing or moving, and you're not being active. You're inactive in your mind. And we keep touching on a key point here. And I remember what I told you what 2021 was for all of us. And if you're not saying it already, and let me say it for you, we are developing a growth mindset. So personal goals help us to put this into play. It starts to maneuver and to start making that growth mindset. Woo, keeps coming back around, guys. Told you. There's a lot of key elements that link together. Now that you have a clearer picture regarding why we need to set personal goals, let's see how you can start setting realistic personal goals. So first, focus your goals around YOU. So first we have to focus our goals around YOU. You. This is such an important part. It's very easy to tie your personal goals to the idea that we need someone else in our life to make them happen for, to set realistic, achievable goals from the beginning. It only takes you. I know a lot of times we think that we need other elements, other people, other things to really make us or help us to be able to achieve this. But no, it starts with ourselves. It starts with the building block and that one piece, meaning you. Second, understand which goals are timeline driven. Do you guys know what that is? Timeline driven. See, with personal goals, this can be somewhat challenging because you may ask, why is that? We tend to give ourselves permission to miss our deadlines when it comes to things pertaining to us. How many of you are guilty? And especially, now let me just say, especially if your parents, if you're a mom, or you're someone who has a demanding career, how many times do you place yourself on the back burner? I know everybody has heard that term, the back. We want to get you on the main eye. We want to get you on the main burner. We want to put you front and center. That's where your personal goals need to be, front and center. See, Whispers, the key element many times with professional goals is it has a money or a payoff for us. You know, we're always looking like, oh, well, if I can achieve this with my career, I'll get a payout, or I'm going to go for this because it's going to mean that I get a better position, where a personal goal may not be that at all. Here's a clear example of setting a clear time-driven goal for a personal goal. Now, a lot of people state, look, I want to lose weight. And you'll hear people say that, you know, especially with the new year, a lot of people tend to make new year's resolutions that my year is going to start and I'm going to start eating healthy. Well, that's a very broad statement of a personal goal. But see, when you have a timeline driven goal, it means this. This is how it looks. I want to lose weight. And so for me, that's going to mean that I'm going to have to start placing things in place for me. So for me to do this, I want to lose maybe, let's say somebody says 15 pounds by like April 30th. And so they have the timeline now, that timeline driven date, which is the 30th of April. Their goal is 15 pounds. That's a personal goal that they've set now. And for them to achieve it, they're going to start to look at what is realistic for me to do. Realistically, I can maybe lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. I need to start eliminating, the sugar. I'm a sugar addict. I got to take out the sugar in my diet. But if I do it all at once, it's going to cause me to have so much craving. So then they may start to replace that one day a week at first, replacing that sugar with something else that's healthy. But you see what I'm saying? It's timeline driven. It's not a broad statement. It brings it into reality. It makes it real for you. So now we're delving into how are we setting these realistic, achievable, personal goals. See, that is how we do it. This is how we set a clear time-driven goal. And remember, we are using the acronym SMART. Remember I gave you that a couple of weeks ago, the acronym SMART? S is for specific. M is for measurable. A is for attainable. R is for relevant. And the T is for time bound. Goals that motivate Y-O-U. The third is that you're going to brainstorm. Spend some time brainstorming on your personal goals. I encourage my clients as well as all of you to do what I like to call the brain dump. I do it myself even. I like to do it because it allows me to put out there different things that I would like to, you know, actually achieve possibly in my personal goals, not just only my professional goals. And when you give yourself like 35 or 40 minutes to sit and write down, now this is the key element. You must write them down because just saying them aloud, it's like as if you're just going out and you put your kite in out there, but you have no string attached and it's just going to fly away. Because that's what it is. When we just state things and we don't put them down where our eye can see it, it's like having a kite with no string to hold it or guide it, but that kite takes flight and it just flies away from you. It's the same thing that happens to us. So you're going to write down the key elements you want to set forth in your life, not your career. I said your life. And being very present in the moment. When you're sitting there for that 35 or 45 minutes doing this, you want to be very present in that moment, focusing on the things that need your attention, that keep the element of Y-O-U in the front of your eyes. It's almost like as if you're a horse and you got blinders on. Now, some of you may be very familiar with horses and may even know why they put blinders on horses. But let me just tell you that with horses that need to have blinders on, it's because they lose attention. And you may notice in a horse race that you may have a horse that pulls to the left a lot, that pulls to the left because their eye is not trained and they keep pulling to that left, which that jockey needs him to stay in that position. So in turn, how they train them is they put a blinder on them so they cannot see past that blinder and it keeps them focused looking forward. So they stay in that lane where that jockey is really training him and running him in that way so they can win that race. It's the same difference with our eye. We need to train our eyes to do the same thing. We have to put a blinder up in that moment when we're brainstorming, when we're working to capture that moment of self. We are putting our blinders on and we are focused on that paper and we're putting our mind's eye onto it and we're letting ourselves dump into that paper of what we want to accomplish. And by allowing ourselves to brainstorm allows you to open that growth mindset. You'll also want to do a few following things to further set those goals. And these are a couple of things that I like you to get a notebook and to jot down. And if you don't have a notebook right now, just remember you can come back and listen to this recording and play these key elements so you can get them. And I encourage you all to come back and listen to this because this is going to help you to set those personal goals and why we have to set those personal goals. So the first thing that we're going to do is state each goal as a positive statement. Did you hear number one? State each goal as a positive statement. So express your goals positively. Execute this technique very well. Don't be harsh or overcritical of yourself. Now, we have a tendency to sometimes do that to ourselves. We can be very critical. Well, you didn't achieve this, and you didn't do this, and you didn't do that. But look at what you have done. Now, if you do notice that you are not achieving the goals that you have set for yourself, then you need to reevaluate, are these realistic goals that are for you? And if they are the realistic goals that you set forth, what exactly is preventing you from doing it? And that means that you have to do a self-examination. Now, we can discuss that at another time. Number two is be precise. Set precise, clear goals. Set precise goals, putting in dates, times, needed actions, so that you can measure your achievements. If you do this, you'll hold yourself accountable. You'll start aligning yourself with your personal goals and giving yourself the needed quality and investment into you. That is the key element here. We're investing in ourselves, and that's why it's so important to set personal goals. Number three will be set priorities. Just like your professional goals. Just like your professional goals, your personal goals should be prioritized. This will help you to avoid feeling overwhelmed or procrastinating, and helps to direct your attention. We're still putting those blinders on. We're keeping ourselves focused. We're in line with what we're trying to achieve. And the fifth one, set realistic personal goals, realistic, real goals, achievable goals. Make sure your personal goals are achievable. Unrealistic goals will help you from being in that growth mindset to a stagnant mindset. Unrealistic goals will take you from feeling that you can achieve something to now that you are a failure. Realistic goals help to boost you, help you to fly, help you to soar, and help you to keep moving forward. And it's developing and motivating you. Realistic goals challenge, they create, and they motivate you to be better, do better, and to think better. Wow. That's what personal goals help us to do. You know, Whisperers, this has been a lot of information, and we have a lot of information to digest in this segment as well. And I hope you will all develop your personal goals and don't forget to make them your SMART goals. What did we say SMART stood for? We said the S was for specific. You know what? I'm going to give you a little bit more on that, SMART, okay? I'm going to tell you, S is for specific or significant. M is for measurable or meaningful. A is for attainable or action-oriented. Isn't that dynamic? Action-oriented. Because that's what it takes, action, for us to move on our personal goals. The R is for relevant or rewarding. When we achieve our personal goals, it's rewarding. It is so awesome to achieve things. You know what? I have a client that has been trying to achieve getting her back office area remodeled. And she finally achieved it. And she feels so good. She's just so happy over it and how her energy is. And she said she feels that she's creating even more. These are the achievable, realistic goals that we want to set into place. And the T is for time bound or track. We can track our movement. We can track our progression. So the takeaways: personal means distinctive, private, or confidential. So everyone does not have to be privy to your personal goals. Because why? They are distinctive, they are private, and confidential. That's what I love about personal goals. Personal goals are all about you. You don't have to share them. You don't have to give them away to anyone. These are all about you. And number two, remember, goals are an idea of the future or desire results that a person envisions, plans, and commits to achieve. Remember, that was our goal. That was the definition of goals. Whisperers, I also want to, this made me think of a book that I read. And I want to give it to you guys. I want you guys to even go look it up. And it's by Zig Ziglar. And, you know, his book is on goals, how to get the most out of your life. And in his book, you know, Mr. Ziglar demystifies the process of goal setting. He's explaining the crucial steps that many people miss when establishing goals. And I really recommend this book. I think this had to be a book that I read, like, several years ago, but it is such a great book, and it has such key elements and takeaways that I think you all would really enjoy. And again, that book is called Goals, How to Get the Most Out of Your Life, and it's by Zig, Z-I-G, Ziglar, Z-I-G-L-A-R. Now, this is not an ad. Nobody put me up to putting this book out here to you all, but I thought this was a great book that I personally read and that I would recommend as well as someone who is trying to help you to see why it's so important to set goals. You know, with every discussion that we have, it always builds us up to the next element of what we're going to discuss for the following week. And I'm always so excited for every episode because I think, like, it helps us to keep broadening our minds. It brings in those discussions that sometimes we don't get to have. And I like the comment that was dropped down in the chat box that, you know, personal goals are goals that make you want to strive after things and that keep you focused, as well as helping to nourish every element of your personal being. I love that comment. Thank you so much. Because that's very true. And that's how it is for us. We look at personal goals. We look at professional goals like you set professional goals probably every day in your life. But then you eliminate your personal goals. And then many times you walk around feeling incomplete or you feel like there's something missing. Well, this is because those personal goals are not being tapped into. And that's a key element. We want to tap into ourselves. And stating that, tapping into ourselves, next week's episode is going to be just as powerful. Because I want to know, have you tapped into this element? Are you enough? What? Did you hear me? Next week's episode is on, are you enough? Because that's tapping more. We're tapping deeper and deeper into ourselves. So don't forget, guys, I want you to be a part of the discussion always. So feel free to call in. Feel free to email me at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. If you would like for us to pick up a discussion or you have a personal question that you would like for us to make into an episode, email us. Email us at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. Don't forget, I would love to get social with you all. I'm on social media. You can find me on Instagram at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. I'm on Facebook. You can find me at www.facebook.com/whisperinabottle. And I'm also on Twitter at www.twitter.com/WHISPERSBOTTLE, Whispers Bottle. If you don't put it in that way, you will not find us. So again, Whispers, I appreciate you all joining me for another timely discussion. I hope you all are safe. I hope you all are healthy. Remember to check up on one another, and that we can always come back into our safe zone, which is this dynamic room, where we get to talk to each other. We get to have these wonderful discussions. We get to have a cocktail or a mocktail of the episode. And I'm always wishing you all the best. So stay safe, and thank you for listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Loray, certified lifestyle, relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And I look forward to us getting back together again. Have a great weekend.